with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Cable news outlets are now more trusted than the big three broadcast networks, and a majority of voters say media bias is only getting worse. We get more from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Trust in political and civil institutions is highest for local and state governments and lowest for media and Congress, according to recent polling. Scott Rasmussen, founder of the Rasmussen Reports, tells the Salem Radio Network that Americans have no confidence in the White House press corps.
The entire institution of the White House press corps needs to be just shredded and start over again.
Rasmussen says President-elect Donald Trump should dismiss the current press corps and invite more trusted reporters to the White House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Not surprisingly, perhaps, China is playing a major role in discussions over President-elect Trump's threats to reassert control over the Panama Canal. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
The fact is that it's been taken over by Chinese entities aligned with the Communist Chinese Party, and therefore those entities suspiciously might be under the the thumbprint of the People's Liberation Army, and therefore it's militarized to a certain degree.
And Trump says Panama has not lived up to the terms of the treaty which gave Panama control from the U.S., and that his new administration could try to regain control. Still debating the recent budget bill that was passed, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the original compromise draft included unacceptable pork barrel spending and plenty of it.
It was a 1,400-page pile of drivel that included a pay raise for Congress. And I ran, and a lot of my colleagues ran on, our people at home can't afford to fill up a gas tank and a grocery cart on the same day.
That's Congressman Derek Van Orden, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report on a new study that takes a look at religious persecution in all its forms around the world.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in, and it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky's Attorney General says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the costs of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department requested the opinion as it amends regulations regarding medical care for people behind bars. The Republican Attorney General was asked whether the Constitution prohibited that type of punishment. This is SRN News. Afghanistan has responded to attacks in its eastern province by forces from Pakistan. Here's the BBC's Anabarasan Atharajan.
A spokesman from the Taliban-run defense ministry said several points were targeted in what he termed retaliatory attacks. Details of casualties in the latest flare-up are unclear. The development comes days after Kabul said 46 people were killed in Pakistani airstrikes inside Afghan territory. There has been no immediate comment from Islamabad on the border fighting. Pakistan said it targeted hideouts of Islamist insurgents who had been attacking its security forces in border areas. Kabul denies the accusation.
Pakistan launched an operation last week to destroy what it called a training facility, in the process killing a number of insurgents in Afghanistan's eastern province. More from SRNNews.com.